Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Coast to Coast Sports Podcast. This is Emilio. Today, you know, just finished up week two. Cleveland beat New York. Trevor Siemian. Hope he's okay. We'll see. Today, we're going to talk about a couple things. Big Ben, Drew Brees. I'm going to give my week two power rankings, just top 15. Just bang that out real quick. And then MVP watch after week two. Let's get right into it. All right, so first, the Steelers. They played the Seahawks. Big Ben, I believe it was the second quarter, got hurt. And he left the game, didn't come back. Turns out he's out for the season. And that kind of kills their hopes. The Steelers' hopes of making the playoffs, honestly. I mean, Mason Rudolph, he's young, but he's not Big Ben. Like, the Steelers is kind of falling apart right now, to be honest, and this doesn't help. But I feel like at this point, they kind of have to start, like, moving on, like, trying to get younger and start rebuilding, possibly. And I mean, obviously they think otherwise because they just traded a first-round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins, which means they must have a lot of faith in Mason Rudolph. I mean, that's kind of your first-round pick. And after Big Ben got hurt, they were kind of projected to have a top 10 pick. And I think that probably would have happened because they're 0-2. They lost to the Patriots. I mean, granted, it was to two Hall of Fame quarterbacks and two Hall of Fame coaches, right? That's not, you know, it's not awful losses, and, you know, one of them was close, but they started 0-2, and, you know, they just lost their quarterback, their franchise quarterback, for how long? God, Steelers, not doing great. Anyways, Drew Brees dislocated his thumb and tore a ligament in the game against LA. He is out for 6 weeks. That means Teddy Bridgewater will be starting for at least the next 6 weeks. Taking a look at the schedule, they play the Seahawks in Seattle. That's winnable. Do I think they'll win? Probably not. But is it winnable? Yeah. Next, they play the Cowboys. That's also winnable. I don't think they'll win that. Then they play the Buccaneers. I believe they'll win that. And they play Jacksonville. They can win that. And they play the Bears in Chicago. That'll be a tough one. I don't think they'll win that. Then they play the Cardinals in New Orleans. So, what? They could go 3-3 the next six games, which would put them at, what, 4-4? That's not awful without Drew Brees. I'd be okay with 3-3. They could go 4-2. They could go 2-4. I'm okay with any of those scenarios, as long as Drew Brees comes back healthy. And Teddy Bridgewater isn't that bad. He was the Vikings franchise quarterback before he got hurt. Granted, they, you know, thought he may have to take off his leg and everything, but he's a good quarterback for save Taysom Hill. You know, they're looking okay. And this offense has been built around Drew Brees since, like, he arrived in New Orleans. Like, it's tough for Teddy Bridgewater to just get thrown into a game and succeed. But what it did show for me during that game was the Saints are a pretty complete team. Like, their defense held up for, like, as long as they pretty much possibly could against the Los Angeles Rams. Like, they played amazing. I think it was, like, 6-6 at half or, like, 6-3 at half or something. It was great. And then, you know, the rest screwed us again on that fumble, but I don't think we still would have won that game. But this is literally the third game in a row. NFC Championship, Houston, and this last game against the Rams. This is the third game in a row the rest have almost cost us a game or have cost us the game. Or could have. You know, it's just making blatantly bad calls. NFC Championship game. We would have won that game if they had made the right call. And that was just a ridiculous no call. Against Houston, they made the wrong call, which almost cost us the game. And then against the Rams, they made a bad call. Would we have won? Probably not. But, I mean, you never know momentum. But I don't think we would have won. I don't think that it affected the game, but I don't think it affected the outcome. But and to everybody talking about us whining and all this, like, you know, if this had happened, all of this stuff had happened to your team, you would have been complaining the same amount. You would have felt the same way. You'd be saying the same things. And some, you know, fan bases probably even more, you know, honestly. Like, if this had happened to the Cowboys, it would have been way worse. So don't be, you know, talking to us about complaining, even though you would be doing the same thing if it happened to you. It's just ridiculous. The refs need to get it right. I don't understand what the issue is with New Orleans and the Saints. I just don't. We can't do anything about it. Next piece of news. Jalen Ramsey asked for a trade. Where will he go? I do not know. Seattle, possibly New Orleans. Probably not anymore. Indy, no. I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We don't even know if he'll get traded. Maybe he's just mad. He did have to be held back when he's talking to his coach, but you know, we'll see. Moving on. Power rankings, top 15. We usually do top. No, we're gonna do top 15, and then once the season gets going, we'll do top 10. It's just me today, so I'll do my top 15. Number 15, I have the Tennessee Titans, who just lost to the Colts, 17-19. I mean, they just killed the Browns, and then they lost to the Colts without Andrew Luck. They're an up and down team. They need a new quarterback. I think they should draft a quarterback in this upcoming draft. This, you know, 2020 draft. Mariota's not their franchise quarterback. He's not going to get them anywhere. I think at this point also, you know, you can't exactly draft a quarterback right now, obviously. I would put in Tannehill and see what he can do. Because he, back in Miami, super injury prone, but he didn't play bad. He was a good starter. Above average. So I think they should try out Tannehill, maybe give Mariota one more week. Or kind of ease into it, like give Tannehill a half or give Mariota, you know. Tennessee Titans 1-1 tied in the division. That division's kind of weird. I don't even know how to explain it. But at number 14, speaking of which, we have the Colts beat the Titans 19-17. Obviously, they're 1-1. They're kind of hiding Jacoby Brissett well. He's not a bad quarterback. He was a top three backup before Andrew Luck retired. So, you know, he's a good quarterback. He's solid. He can play. We'll just see what else he can do. But he hasn't been spectacular, obviously. But that Colts, the rest of the Colts team is amazing. And they should be able to hold their own against any team. I have him at 14. Number 13, I have the Texans, who just barely beat the Jaguars. They won, and I moved them down two spots from last week's rankings because of who they were playing. Without Nick Foles, you know, and they barely beat the Jaguars, but they beat them by 1 point. Texans can do better. Hopefully they'll do better. We'll see. Number 12, Philadelphia Eagles. They lost to the Falcons 20-24, Sunday Night Football. Kind of a thriller at the end there. I was at work, so I didn't really watch it, but I was following it. Moved them down five spots. They're 1-1. Carson Wentz didn't look great that game. He had some moments, but definitely not like his first game. Although it was a tougher opponent. We'll see. Eagles, I still think they're contenders. They're, you know, they're a good team. Number 11, I have the Atlanta Falcons, who beat the Eagles. Falcon moved up 10 spots for me. That week one loss was pretty bad in my opinion, but you know, they made up for it. They beat the Eagles on Sunday Night Football primetime. Julio Jones looked amazing. Calvin Ridley looked great. Thankfully he was on my fantasy team. I won this week, by the way. I think I had the highest score in our league. Falcons are looking good, especially with this Drew Brees thing. I think the Falcons might be able to steal that, you know, might be able to clinch a playoff spot with Drew Brees gone. They might be able, if they play their cards right and they play well, they will get first in the South, NFC South this year. I hate to say it, but if the Saints and Falcons have a similar record once Drew Brees gets back, I think the Saints will take it. But if the Falcons get hot, they can definitely win it. And even with Drew Brees, they had a chance to win it. They just didn't look like they did after week one. But, you know, after beating the Eagles, they still have a chance. Number 10, Los Angeles Chargers. Now, they just lost to the Lions 10-13, and that's kind of insane. The Lions are not that good, and I understand you're missing Derwin James. I understand you're missing Melvin Gordon, but that's it. I mean, you're missing Hunter Henry as well, but he's not exactly a factor. He's a non-factor. He's a non-decider, if you will. Like Melvin Gordon, say what you will, Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson obviously aren't as good and aren't going to cut it. And when you have Melvin Gordon, you have the defense guessing, and you have them saying, oh, they could run it or throw it to Melvin Gordon out of the backfield, or they could pass it to Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, right? But without them, they have the option to focus on Keenan Allen in the passing game, which makes it so much easier to defend the run, or to defend the Chargers, not just the run. And that's why Austin Eckler gets and Justin Jackson get these stats, because they're not worried about them, and obviously they shouldn't be, because it doesn't prove to win. They don't win with Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson. You lose. And then, I mean, they only let up 13 points, but Derwin James obviously is a huge factor. He's the best defender on that team. Joey Bosa, Derwin James, But the Chargers, I mean, once, just pay Melvin Gordon. He's an elite running back. Just pay him. There's no reason not to, honestly. And then, hopefully when Derwin James gets back, the defense will be better as well. But losing to the Lions, you can't do that. Especially when the Lions tied with the Cardinals. That's just ridiculous. Also, by the way, the Lions are undefeated. One of, I think, 9 teams to be undefeated. Or is it? It's 9 or 10 teams that are still undefeated. I say undefeated, not 2-0, because the Lions tied. They have a win. They just haven't lost. Moving on, number 9, we have the Minnesota Vikings. They lost 16-21 to the Packers, and I mean, Dalvin Cook played amazing, Packers looked good. The Vikings are probably going to be a playoff team, if not right on the cusp, but it's just, they need a new quarterback. A lot of teams could be so good. Titans, Colts, Vikings. They could be so good with a good quarterback, but they don't have one. And it really sucks. Dalvin Cook's amazing. Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen are great receivers. But when you, they only threw the ball 10 times a week one. I didn't see how many times they threw it this week, but it couldn't have been that much. I moved them up one spot because they kept it close against the Packers, which is a very good team. Aaron Rodgers. Minnesota, top 10 team right now. Number 8, I have the Saints, and this is without Drew Brees. Just because how they held their own against the Rams after he got hurt. Once they have a game plan for Teddy Bridgewater and, planning without Drew Brees, and they play the same, then they're gonna be great, or not great. They're still gonna be good. They're still a playoff team without Drew Brees. It's just they're not Super Bowl contenders, and I don't think they can win a playoff game without Drew Brees. So I moved them down 6 spots. They lost 27-9 or 9-27, however you want to say it. But yeah, Saints. Number 7, I have the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks just barely beat the Steelers 28-26 in Pittsburgh on Sunday. That's the game. Ben Roethlisberger got hurt. DK Metcalf caught a touchdown. I can't talk. Nice. Seattle looks good. Russell Wilson, MVP form right now, honestly. Chris Carson, Rashad Penny, good backfield. I think last year they had the most rushing yards combined. The most rushing yards in the backfield, which is great, great backfield. It's just a good team. And, not to say anything or anything, but last time the Seahawks went 2-0, they won the Super Bowl that year. So we'll see, Number six, Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott played amazing again. Ezekiel Elliott played good. Amari Cooper played great. Gallup looks great. The defense looks good. 21 points isn't amazing, but Case Keenum has proven to be better than expected. People forget he did lead Minnesota to the NFC Championship and won 11-5. And then he went to Denver and shit the bed. I think it's just a Denver thing where you can't have your quarterback since Peyton Manning. You know, Joe Flacco doesn't seem to be working out, but we'll see. Give us some time. Cowboys looking good. Number five, Los Angeles Rams. They moved him down a spot for winning. They should have taken full advantage of Drew Brees going out, and they didn't. And you know, it was way too close for too long. Eventually, you know, the Saints defense broke. They kept bending, but they broke. And you know, the Rams obviously capitalized, but it took them way too long, and they need to do better than that. Number four, I have the Baltimore Ravens. Moved them up five spots. They beat the Cardinals. It was closer than I wanted it to be. 23-17, but the Cardinals are good. I think Kyler Murray threw like over 300 yards, which is great. He's looking good. He looks so quick on the field, Kyler Murray. But Lamar Jackson looked great once again. Just looked amazing. That Ravens team is. I just wish like Terrell Suggs and C.J. Mosley would have stayed. You know. I mean, they probably wouldn't have had the money to sign Earl Thomas or Mark Ingram or whatever, but. If they could have figured something out, that defense could have been insane. They're looking good. They play the Chiefs next week. That should be a really good game. Honestly, that I think Lamar Jackson could have a big week, especially since it's the Chiefs defense. It could be a shootout. I mean, Lamar Jackson had 120 rush yards this game, on top of his passing yards, which was I think was like almost 300. I want to say. Give or take 20. Number three, I have the Green Bay Packers. 2-0. They have beaten two very good defenses in the Vikings and the Bears. Two back-to-back division games also, which is pretty difficult, especially with a new coach, especially with a new playbook, you know, all that, Aaron Rodgers. But their defense is looking great. 16 points. Aaron Rodgers not playing as well as he usually does. But then again, it has been two great defenses on top of new coach, new system, new everything. So I think he'll get better. He'll improve. He'll start looking like MVP Aaron Rodgers at some point during the season. Number two, I have the Kansas City Chiefs, who just beat the Raiders 28-10. Patrick Mahomes, I believe, had 278 yards and four touchdowns in the second quarter alone, which is kind of insane. Yeah, that's crazy. Chiefs number two. Number one, no surprise, New England Patriots beat the Dolphins 43-0. I started the Patriots defense in my league. 37 points, thank you. I just don't see them. I saw a thing. What's more likely to happen? Patriots 16-0 or Dolphins 0-16? And I really had to think about it, but I think it's more likely the Patriots go 16-0. I just don't see the Dolphins going 0-16. But the Patriots could go 16-0. They don't have a very difficult schedule, to be honest. But yeah, so power rankings, obviously Miami number 32. I just wanted to mention that. Worst team in the league. Moving on to MVP watch. Now this is, you know, just based off the season so far, the last two games. Team record. All of these players on here are quarterbacks, no surprise. And all of these players on here are 2-0. Their teams are 2-0, which would, I mean, makes sense. MVP usually has the quarterback from one of like a top five team record wise. Number five, I have Tom Brady's 2-0, 605 yards, five touchdowns, and he has 124.8 rating so far, which is great. It's not, you know, amazing, but so far it's pretty great. Compared to other players, it's not the best, but it's good. It's MVP caliber so far. Number four, Russell Wilson. 495 yards, five touchdowns, 134.5 rating, 30 rush yards. That's good, especially, you know, with his team. It's not exactly the best he's had, obviously. there's been a lot of personnel change since Legion of Boom kind of dismantled. But it's looking good. Seahawks are looking like they're going to have a good season. The NFC West, actually, matter of fact, is looking like a very good division. Possibly. You know, Rams are very good. Seahawks are good. 49ers are adequate so far. Cardinals are looking better than expected. So, you know, you could have four possible, like, at least decent teams in the NFC West. Wilson's probably going to have a tough time. But if he can lead the Seahawks to a good record and possibly a bye week for the playoffs, he could definitely win MVP. Number three, I have Lamar Jackson. 596 yards, 7 touchdowns, 145.2 rating, and 126 rush yards. That's crazy. So overall, he has like 700 to 730 scrimmage yards, total yards. And he does have the highest rating out of all, a passer rating out of everybody on here. He's playing great. Two not so great defenses, might I add, but he's going to play a not so great defense again. But it doesn't matter. He's winning and he's looking great. Number two, Patrick Mahomes, 821 yards, which leads the league. 7 touchdowns and 136.3 passer rating. He's just looking fantastic. He hasn't skipped a beat since last season. Looks great. Nothing's changed. Packed him home. If they just had a defense, man, give him Chicago's defense. Wouldn't be fair. But this year it's looking like a 2-horse race in the AFC since Ben Roethlisberger went down. So far, at least, I don't expect anything to change either, though. Patriots, Chiefs, I don't, maybe the Ravens, but at the quarterback, that experience, and I know Mahomes doesn't really have that, like, experience, but he's just so talented, you know. Brady experience, Mahomes talent, Lamar Jackson just doesn't have as much as either, you know, he doesn't have as much experience as Brady or as much talent as Mahomes. Or as good a team as New England, or, you know. But Ravens could be a good third. Number one, I have Dak Prescott, Cowboys, 2-0. He has 674 yards, 7 touchdowns, only 1 interception, 142.9 rating, 81 rushing yards. Now, he's playing fantastic, and I believe I said it last week, but whoever is a quarterback for Dallas, and if Dak Prescott leads the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, quote unquote, to the playoffs and a top, you know, the number one and number two seed, he'll probably win MVP unless somebody else has an insanely great season. It's just really it. It's just how it works. Especially since his contract negotiation and all the talk over the offseason is he worth $30 million. It's looking like he is. So far, Zeke hasn't really. I mean, he's done great. He's gotten like 80 yards every game rushing at least. Plus, I think he has like 2 or 3 touchdowns. I think he has 2 touchdowns. But Dak Prescott's leading the way right now. That could very much change halfway through the season. Ezekiel Elliott could like step it up. And it could be all him. We don't know. We'll see. But yeah, Dak Prescott, number one MVP candidate so far. So apologize, you know, no Reed or Kevin again, but and I'm also very tired right now, but yeah, that's it. Just a quick one, just to go over a couple things. Be sure to like and share, and you know, share around. See ya.